me in some stinking hospital with tubes running in and out of me and nurses shaking their heads over me going, my whole family gathered around whimpering, oh, Nina, Nina. Now, the second I start getting much older, I don't know, this will probably happen 6-7 years from now. The second I look in the mirror and I start seeing them gray hairs and I start seeing that I'm losing some of the tautness that I've so prided myself on. The second I start to slip from my prime, that's the day it'll begin. You'll see me leave the Grease Palace with these two huge satchels. And if you knew what to look for, you'd see the concussion grenades. You'd see the barrels and the magazines of the Uzis. You'd see the sea rations. You'd see the grappling hooks. You'd see it all. As I make my way to the Washington Monument, as I know full well, I've studied the whole city out. The Washington Monument is the perfect place to make a last stand. So impregnable. Slowly, I'll walk up those stairs to get a last bit of cardiovascular action. Walk all the way up to the top of the monument, up there on the observation deck. I'll say, all right, everybody, sorry, your deck's closed. Everybody leave, please. And most people respecting authority will leave, except that one maggoty tourist from Ohio. I'll say, now, wait a minute now. We stood in line for an hour and a half to come up here and see this view, and by golly, I'm going to take some pictures with my Nikon. I'll say, you want to take some pictures, buddy? Take a picture of this, and I'll grab them and throw them over the railing. Splat! Right there on the monument grounds, in the midst of all the tourists. A crowd will gather. They'll look up. Next thing you know, park police will be there. The city police. I'll wait until there's a really good crowd. A really good crowd. And then I'll take my binoculars and start scanning the roadway. Looking for cars. Cars with the right kind of bumper stickers. Any Volvo that goes by, I open fire! You pompous, stinking creep, or any car that goes by with an I Love New York bumper sticker. Or any car that goes by with the most odious of all, a Ted Kennedy for President bumper sticker. Of course, by this time, after the first few flaming wrecks, the SWAT team will be called in. I'll see them running around down there with their little baseball caps on. I'll see them taking up their positions, but it'll be the hardest job they've ever had. It'll be the hardest job because I am impregnable. I am impregnable when I'm on that monument, buddy. Oh, they'll try to talk me out of it. I'm sure they'll see the Greasemobile parked down there, and they'll run a trace on it, and they'll get my name, and I'll see that chopper come looming up. I'll see that chopper come looming up there as I sit there lobbing grenades over the side.
Attention! Attention! Nino Greasemanelli! You have no escape! Come down! Come down, Nino Greasemanelli!
But I'll say, hey, no way, Jose! No way! I hate to do this to you boys, but... turned into an all-out altercation. We've got cars flaming, pedestrians murdered, flaming wreckage of a helicopter lying on the ground. By this time, they'll start rappelling up the side of the monument. But they won't realize it, that I've got four Uzis. Four Uzis looking out over the crowd, tied together. Tied together, the lawman figuring, well, I can't cover all directions at once. There's no way I can keep my eyes open in every direction. Little do they know, I've got four Uzis. So as that SWAT team comes higher and higher, and they stick their little baseball cap-covered heads over the ledge, I'll say, hey, boys, what kept ya?
Well... by that time, they'll realize there's only one way. There's only one way to get me down there. They'll know that I'm a trained man, military training. I could wait them out. I have supplies. I have water. It could be weeks. Weeks! And how much more death? How much more destruction? That's when they'll call in the military and make the command decision to mortar me off the top of the monument. To just take the top 20 feet of the monument and blow it to kingdom come. I'll see the military vehicles pulling up. With my binoculars, I'll be able to read their lips and see that they're talking about whether or not to actually use heavy artillery and just blow the tip off. Maybe call in a jet fighter and have them clip it off neatly with some missiles. But while they're making these plans, you can imagine their shock and horror. Because for the weeks prior to my assault, I spent time at night burying jet engines underneath the ground surrounding the monument. So that, at the flip of a key from my control module in the tippy top of the monument, jet engines fire to life. Jet engines fire to life as I flip open my control module and check out my computer scan to make sure I have proper attitude for takeoff. And then, when I feel I have enough, as the crowd stares in shocked disbelief, as the monument comes loose from the ground and starts slowly to lift off from his pad there at the mall, I blast off! The G-force is ripping at my face. As the monument tears loose and heads for the outer reaches of space with Nino Grismanelli at the controls! Finally, I make it into outer space. I have my scuba gear with me, knowing full well I'll be in a vacuum. I pop my scuba gear register in my mouth, my regulator, and I begin to breathe as I fly around in orbit in Earth. I know I only have a half an hour's air in that tank, but still it's a half an hour to live. To orbit the Earth inside the Washington Monument is an experience the likes of which the world can only dream of. But then, I'll see it over my shoulder. My God, NASA has sent up a hunter-killer satellite! And I can see its little laser gun starting to work! A hard left, and those laser beams barely miss me. Well, when that thing overshoots me, I get behind it. And then it's a different story. All right, hot dog, how do you like it? I'm a regular Luke Skywalker as I begin my blasting capabilities. Well, I don't see it. I'm so busy blasting away at satellites, interrupting telecommunication, nudging old Sputnik one last time. And NASA manages to get a hunter-killer satellite behind me. And sure enough, I'm hit! I start unexpected re-entry. The heat! The monument glows like a flaming ember as I am immolated! While making one final correction of steering as I make my re-entry, I am immolated! Ah! And then the news bulletins. Nino Grismanelli, the boss jock that has gone completely crazy, who has commandeered the monument, is now being blasted out of space. The monument has re-entered the Earth's atmosphere, and it looks like it's going to blast harmlessly into the sea. There's nothing in the area except an old vacation retreat. There's a golf course, an island there, Jane Fonda's summer home. Wait a minute, my God! Jane Fonda's summer home? Oh no, and Tip O'Neill and Ted Kennedy are both there for a backgammon festival! My God! Run for your Volvos!